Along about 1941, December 7th, you would have been about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recollection of that day and those
days? Oh, yeah. I got home. Dad and Mom were in the porch swing. Mother was crying her eyes out. And my dad, he just leaning on his fist against and said, they bombed Pearl Harbor. I didn't know what that meant. The following Saturday, I went to the movies and saw the newsreel. And wow, oh my Lord, it showed those Japanese Zeros coming in and the men running everywhere. It was really a sad time.
Was it a frightening experience as an 8-year-old, or could you feel that? Or
well, I didn't want to be around adults when they were talking about it. So I guess I felt it.
As the United States was drawn into war, rationing and that type of thing, do you remember the items of rationing?
Well, first of all, my brother Leo, the oldest, joined the Marine Corps. My second oldest, my brother Pat, joined the Navy, and so they were gone. And rationing during the war. One time, Dad came home from work. At 6:18, East Wyandotte, and he said, Ruth, come out to the delivery wagon. I've got something to eat. He picked up and delivered dry cleaning in those days. He said, I got something to show you. And it was a case of pet milk. Oh, my Lord. You couldn't believe how hard things were to come by for a big family. A mother would make cream of wheat for breakfast and then fry it for dinner, really in patties. And we all pinto beans. We were raised on pinto beans. And every now and then, her good fortune, she traded at Matt Patterson's grocery, and he would slip her one of those bones and for the beans, and oh, that made all the difference in the world, the flavor. And I still love pinto beans, by the way.
But you do remember your older brothers and perhaps others in the neighborhood who then immediately signed up to join?
Yeah, just right and left, and some of them left high school. 11th and 12th grade, they left high school. Oh boy, Dad would never tolerate that. Wow. In fact, as my brother Leo came back, and he went to OCU Law School and was Kirksey Nix's partner. And now that name doesn't mean anything these days, but in those days, he was not only the best trial lawyer next to Moman Pruitt in the history of the state. He won more cases, I mean really important cases, than he was chief judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals when he died.
As a young person, did you remember hearing presidents on the radio, FDR?
We had to. We had to. Boy, everybody went quiet. You know, Dad loved Jack Benny and some blah, blah, blah. But boy, the minute FDR was coming on. And my dad only had one ornament on the fireplace. And it was a really crummy rendition of FDR. I remember that very well.
So the family were Democrats?
Yeah, all Democrats. Well, there wasn't anything else to be. In fact is, Dad was shocked when his sister, Josephine, married Henry Lawton Jones. He was a Republican. And she changed her registration. And they were only 13 Republicans in McAllister registered at that time. Woo, how the world has changed. Woo.
And Harry Truman, you heard him speak?
Oh, I loved him. He was my idol. It broke my heart when I got his 2-volume autobiography. Names, dates, places, appointments. And it was just terrible. And then a guy named Merle Miller decided he called Harry Truman in Independence, Missouri. He was out of office then. And he said, I'd like to tape record you. And he said, well, come on back. And so he spent 2 weeks in a crummy motel, but then during the day he recorded Harry Truman. Give 'Em Hell, Harry was the name of the book, and it was a one man show on Broadway, terrifically important. There was a women's college at Chickasha. Helen and I drove down to see that one man show. That was the closest to McAllister it was.